Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, I don't know if I was going to laugh at this. I don't know if I was, I don't know what I was going to do. Ashley Nix, Terry, Jed, I'm Joe. It's the Joe Show on 93.3 FLZ. Jed, you got to get in here because I'm sure you got stories about this. But I'm on 4th Street. I'm about to turn onto Roosevelt, near Gandhi, you know, all those crimes. Then you got the overpass. Like, you should know exactly where I am if you've been in St. Pete before. And we're at the red light, and this truck has to come to a really quick stop. So they're, and they go to stop, and there is a fridge in the back of their car.
Yikes. That's terrifying already.
The fridge. The fridge fell out of the car. The guy, there's three guys in there. I think they're movers. They get out so quick. It's like they knew this was going to fall. It's like they knew it's fallen before. They get out real quick, three guys, get it back on the truck before it turned green and drive away. How quick is that?
That is really quick.
That's a good
quick.
Job. That means that,
that's a great
it,
job,
that means
right?
It happened to them before.
Well, and that, I hope they're junk removal and not movers because, you know, I don't think that fridge is going to work anymore. But I saw a refrigerator fall out of someone's car. Think about that because I've been thinking about that. 800-409-9393. That's 800-409-9393. What did you see come out of someone's car? You guys got anything?
The scariest thing was we had one guy in our neighborhood who like mows everybody's lawn, and he was moving his lawnmower, like the riding mowers.
Yeah.
He forgot to put the back thing down on it, and as he was driving away from it, the car was parked. The lawnmower went off the back of the ramp and was just in the middle of the neighborhood. And he didn't realize until he got all the way to the end of the street. So everybody's trying to call him. Hey, you got to get back here. You left your lawnmower. And he's like, no, I didn't. It's on the back. No, it was in the middle of the street. It almost caused several accidents.
This actually happened a few days ago. It was at the Walmart on Gandhi. This guy and I guess his brother, they ended up buying it had to be a 72-inch TV, but they were driving a Honda Accord. So they thought they were going to fit this TV. They took it out the box and they opened the trunk and they put the seats down and they just slid it up, but they had the trunk open. Dude, the TV literally slid out and both of them got out freaking out. It didn't break, but he was like, maybe we should just call Dad. He does have a truck. I was like, so y'all had a truck at home, but you were just too thirsty to get the TV home because the Lightning were playing Sunday. So they probably wanted to catch the game because this was early in the morning. So y'all were too thirsty to just get it home where you could have just waited on your dad.
No.
And now they were waiting for their
dad. I gotta get home.
No!
See, the moment you said that, it made sense. Because
no.
I'm a dumb guy and I would have done the same thing.
Yeah, and they were brothers.
Zach, what did you see fly out of a car?
A whole pack of sheetrock.
A what?
A whole pack of sheetrock. You know that stuff that goes on your wall before you paint it?
And that all, is that a, was it a lot? I'm sorry. I'm not much of a man, so I don't even know what you're talking. Let me Google this one.
Yeah, I am too.
Where were you driving and what happened? Sheetrock.
On the highway, actually, and it just all slid out of the back of the truck all in one pile, and it's just kind of smashed everywhere.
I have seen this before. Yeah, that's not good. That's not good at all. It's like the base of the wall for you.
Yeah.
Big mess.
Wow.
You know what never falls out when I'm driving down I-4? Someone who's robbing a bank and all the money just being on the highway. I always see it happening on the news, but it never happens when I'm in the area.
Right?
I get so mad.
Remember when the beer truck like crashed on the cell?
Oh, yeah.
On
75, yeah.
Where was I?
Right?
That's what I
want to
know.
All the fun stuff, man.
Where did I happen to be? Carlos, what flew out of the car?
Hey, a mattress.
Oh, wow. And
people love to put it on the roof and they don't tie it well enough and they don't know that when you're driving down the highway the wind is going to push it forward and push it back and they just fly out and hit the car behind them. So I was like,
Jesus.
What?
So that did hit the car behind them? What did the car do?
Yeah. The car had to stop and luckily they were able to, you know, not get hit by another car behind them. So, I mean, that was a lucky break right there.
What do you
but
do
how
when
you? All doing?
I what do you? Yeah.
That you, yep.
What do you do when you call the insurance and like, hey, a mattress?
Right.
And they're like, no, it didn't.
Do you have video proof?
Yeah, it's like
picture it didn't happen.
There's no way. Corey, what flew out of a car that you saw?
Oh my goodness! So my luggage. I went to Winn-Dixie to grab some beer. We were at a football tournament for my kid. You're not supposed to be drinking, but that is what it is. Went to Winn-Dixie, grabbed the beer, put it in the trunk, went to pull out of Winn-Dixie. I forgot. I guess the luggage was blocking my sensor to shut the Cherokee door. Definitely turned out of Winn-Dixie, and my luggage went everywhere.
Underwear all on the street.
Yeah, it was kind of embarrassing. I had to hop out of the car, walk all the way back. Everybody's like, hey, there's a piece of bread over there. Hey, there's a beer sliding over there. You might want to grab that, too. It was definitely not one of my
favorite. Hey, there's your Tecumseh down the street.
Yeah. That one's not mine. I'm sick and tired of everyone saying I have a butt plug. That's not mine.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.